Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is naturopathic Dr. Ludovic Brunel, and we're discussing gut health and probiotics. And doctor, I think if we were to take a poll of most people and we talked about probiotics, I think the most common knowledge to those folks would be digestion. But they do much more than just digest food, don't they?
Absolutely. There's lots of research on probiotics. They're one of the natural health products that has the most research available, and certainly they can help digestion, you know, especially symptoms such as bloating, diarrhea, constipation, but they do much more than that. They help us break down our food, and there's research that shows that they will help to prevent travelers' diarrhea. In young children, they help to prevent what's called atopic disease, so things like eczema, asthma, types of allergic symptoms. It's really important in terms of preventing infections. That's one of the main things that they do, and so just to maintain a healthy immune system, so both to protect us from infections but also from autoimmune problems, probiotics have excellent research. They can also help to protect the pancreas because they reduce inflammation, and so they protect pancreatic cells from dying too early. And so in terms of maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, they're helpful for that. And some probiotics, especially the lactobacillus, help to break down cholesterol and prevent its reabsorption. And so probiotics can help prevent heart disease because they will help to balance cholesterol levels.
Yeah, can you expand on that a little bit more, how it helps with cholesterol?
Yeah, so there's a few ways that they help to reduce cholesterol. Again, the species of bacteria or the strain that's been most studied is the lactobacilli. And basically, they do this by preventing cholesterol from being made in the first place. And so that's one of the mechanisms of action. And they also reduce the absorption of that cholesterol in the gut. And then they also help to break it down. So they have a specific enzyme that helps to break down the cholesterol. And so through those three mechanisms, they can help reduce cholesterol levels.
So that's this healthy bacteria that's doing all of that.
It is, exactly. And that's why having a healthy gut microbiome is so important for health.
So how do they help with blood sugar?
So the effect on blood sugar is similar. They really help in terms of preventing the reabsorption of those sugars. They reduce inflammation as well, and they prevent the destruction of those pancreatic cells that make the insulin. And so one of the main systemic effects or throughout the body that probiotics will have is this reduction in inflammation.
Candida and yeast infections. So, I mean, I think most everybody has a certain amount of yeast in their system, but it's when it gets out of control. So how do probiotics help with the management of candida?
Well, one of the things that they'll do is they produce, you know, if we look at lactobacilli, for example, they produce lactic acid. So they tend to produce substances that decrease or increase the acidity in the intestinal tract, decrease the pH, and that prevents the introduction or colonization or proliferation or growth of yeast and other harmful bacteria. Not all yeast are dangerous, though, and some even are beneficial and are used as dietary supplements. The classic example would be Saccharomyces boulardii. But certainly in terms of preventing the growth of candida and other harmful yeast, probiotics are extremely valuable for that.
And a lot of people can experience gas and bloating and cramping after a meal, and probiotics can help there as well.
For sure. And there it's simply that they help to maintain healthy gut bacteria, but help to prevent the introduction of bacteria that cause more fermentation and more bloating. And again, the lowering of the pH or increasing the acidity slightly in the environment is one of the main benefits there. Probiotics in terms of treating IBS, where the main symptom is bloating and distension, is extremely beneficial for that.
And constipation and diarrhea?
Yeah, so in terms of the diarrhea, it's again because they help to outcompete harmful bacteria that can cause diarrhea or promote more diarrhea. In terms of constipation, we know that the probiotics help to maintain normal gut motility. So they help to keep things moving throughout the intestinal tract.
And we talked about antibiotics a little bit in the first half of the show. Of course, there's benefits, but there's also some side effects to those as well. And how does that affect our microbiome?
Well, it kills a lot of the healthy bacteria. There's no doubt about it. You know, that's how it helps to resolve the bacterial infection, by killing bacteria. So when you take them, obviously they go in the gut and they will affect the bacteria. And that's why a lot of people with antibiotic use end up with diarrhea, because a lot of those healthy bacteria die off. And then some of the less healthy organisms can start taking over, things like yeast, for example. So there again, the use of a probiotic is going to be super important, because we want to try to bridge that gap as soon as possible.
Can people take a probiotic in conjunction with their antibiotic?
Not only can they, I really feel that they definitely should. I think the important thing is to space out the antibiotics from the probiotic. Taking them in at the same sitting or at the same time would lead to the destruction of a lot of the bacteria on the probiotic. But if they're taken 2 or 3 hours apart, then it should be far better. It should help to prevent things like diarrhea, but also help to prevent those harmful bacteria or harmful yeast from taking over.
So if they were to do their antibiotic first thing in the morning, then a couple hours later, they would take a probiotic with the idea that we're putting back good, healthy gut flora.
100%. That's one of the main benefits of using probiotics with antibiotics. And it's one of the areas where there's the most research available. The information is there, clearly showing the benefits.
Yeah. And children, too. You know, we're talking about, again, in the first segment, about the benefits of children and having a good, healthy gut biome. And yet we see a lot of kids, you know, being prescribed antibiotics.
Yeah, you know, with the developing immune system, children are going to be more prone to getting sick. And so, unfortunately, if we get a viral infection, sometimes it can really affect their immune system and decrease the effectiveness of the immune system. The immune system is basically exhausted. And so after a viral infection, we can get what's called a secondary bacterial infection. And so children will often get, you know, parents that have young kids that are entering, that are just at school age, 4 to 6 years old, those children will be sick. We say to expect at least once a month. And some of these infections will likely be bacterial infections, things like pink eye, for example, or middle ear infections. And then, of course, we want to treat that as soon as we can to cure or treat those infections with antibiotics. But then we also need to think about long-term health, and that's where the probiotics are going to be key.
We touched on it in the first segment with seniors and the changes to the aging gut. So the probiotics are going to be beneficial to seniors as well.
Yeah, one of the things that becomes more common as we age is diarrhea, and seniors that are in long-term care or that have other health problems that are on multiple medications, people that are using medications for pain and have problems with diarrhea or sometimes constipation. But probiotics are usually super helpful, and seniors are also more likely to suffer from infections. So probiotics usually help to maintain the strong immune system in those patients as well.
Who should use probiotics, doctor? Like, I know I'll have customers come in, they'll say, you know, I'm healthy, I have regular bowel movements. Why should I take a probiotic?
Something that I often hear, I think the research clearly shows that our modern lifestyle decreases our exposure to normal bugs in our environment, whether those be found in the soil or, you know, pets. So essentially our environment is more and more sterile, which is not all bad. It's decreased the risk of infections. We don't die from things like tuberculosis or infections that are very common in our past, but it leaves our immune system without the practice that it needs to develop normally. This theory is called the hygiene hypothesis, and it basically says that because we're not being exposed to those things, then we're seeing an increased risk of atopic disease in children, things like asthma, eczema, allergies. And then as we get older, there's more and more autoimmune problems, things like multiple sclerosis, things like Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, and type 1 diabetes. And the incidence of those things is already very high, about 7% of people in North America, and they're increasing dramatically.
Any side effects to a probiotic?
Typically not. You know, sometimes when we introduce a new bacteria, if we use very high quantities, it can cause bowel irregularities at first, things like bloating or diarrhea. But typically, it's not a very common symptom, but occasionally that can occur. In terms of contraindications, there's not really many. A lot of these bacteria are normally found in fermented food products, and so we've co-evolved with them. They do say that patients with a very short gut, so patients with Crohn's disease, for example, that have had resection, so parts of their bowel removed, should be careful because probiotics can increase gut motility. And so if the gastrointestinal transit time is too fast, that may not be great for those patients and may decrease absorption of certain things, but that's quite rare. The other contraindication is in very severely immunocompromised patients. We want to be careful. But, you know, we have research in patients with AIDS, for example, that are where the immune system is really compromised, and usually probiotics do not cause infections in those patients. So really very, very safe. There's very little risk in using probiotics.
Doctor, we're at the end of our time. Any summarizing comments on probiotics and a healthy gut?
Yeah, so probiotics, I think, are one of the most useful natural products out there. They're extremely important for human health overall. They're very important at every stage of our life. And they're one of the most researched natural products out there. And so I think for most people, it makes sense to start supplementing if they're not already using probiotics.
So, Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. Our guest today was naturopathic Dr. Ludovic Brunel. Probiotics support digestion, nutrition, and optimal health. They build the immune system, improve mood, they help to manage cholesterol, blood sugar, and they lower bowel inflammation, and so much more. Ask us about the best probiotic for your personal health requirement. Visit us at The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.